The joy of the Lord be with you. And welcome to the first Friday before spring break, the last Friday, yes. And we've got some guests that are visiting Hope College today. We want to give you a special Hope College welcome. Welcome to Hope. Very good to be here. If anyone's looked on No Hope today, there's a lot going on this weekend. We got Dance 36, we got Dance Marathon, we got Much Ado About Nothing, we got Model UN, we got Symphonette and Orchestra playing this week. We got lacrosse and basketball. Of course there's basketball. The girls are going to win. Lacrosse, did I say that? Lacrosse. Tennis, that's the one I forgot. Tennis players, you'll win too. Hey, I also want to draw your attention to Sunday night. We are going to be doing a special offering for Haiti here at the gathering. So we're suggesting if people have an extra $15, that will buy a kit a relief kit that we're buying through the RCA. If you would come, there'll be buckets at the gathering available. Also, we have a guest, the Reverend John Brown, who I believe arguably is one of the best young preachers in the country anywhere, will be here. And he's an alumnus of Hope College from 1999. It's just going to be a great night in the Lord. Right now, it's my opportunity and privilege to introduce another alumnus of Hope College. Graduated in 1947, graduated 1950 from Western Theological Seminary, a man who has spent his life trying to think creatively and passionately about how to communicate the good news of grace to others who need to hear they are loved. The Reverend Dr. Robert Schuller has spent the bulwark of his ministry in Garden Grove, California at the Crystal Cathedral Ministries. And it's through this ministry that he has reached thousands around the world, and he's here on Hope's campus today, and it is our privilege to hear him speak from the Word. Would you please give a homecoming welcome to Dr. Robert Schuller?
Hey, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Wow. Thank you. I finally made it. I get to speak from the stage in the college chapel. I sat there for 4 years. I am so profoundly indebted to this school, for it taught me to think. I was educated, not indoctrinated. And that made all the difference in the world. Because most clergymen were indoctrinated, not educated. And they saw their role as teaching what they considered to be the final interpretation and teaching to their pastoral people. I became, in this school, sitting in that pew, a person who was taught to think. And I can't begin to thank the college for anything more than that. And then after 4 years here, I went across the street to Western Seminary and had a great theological education. Oh, I remember fondly and strongly the people who made me what I am at my best. And I have not been a failure. I have been a success. That's important, because when you succeed, it means you've helped a lot of people. That's what success is. And, I could begin to wonder off and think of the professors that impacted me the most, but the names wouldn't mean much to you, but there was Bud Hinge, particularly. He was the kind of guy that gave me the line, if you think you can, and beginning is half done, and inch by inch, anything's a cinch. And, I learned a lot of these slogans from this college. And I was told I have 5 minutes, and I've probably used up three. I haven't timed it. But the college has changed. I'm so glad they let you sit in the front of the aisle here in the church. These, I understand, are the honor students, right? Great. well, what can I give you in 5 minutes? They said, I can go as long as 10. I'll give you this line. Cut the word impossible out of your vocabulary for the rest of your life. It's not an intelligent word without adjectives or adverbs or parenthetical phrases. It is actually a very stupid word unless it's qualified. I've learned that anything is possible. I'm teaching this for 40, 50 years around the world, all the way from Russia, Moscow to Peking, to millions and millions of people. I know what I'm talking about. I've lived it. I went from there to there. And what I've learned is the word impossible is just not an intelligent word. Wow. So I've been talking about two kinds of people, possibility thinkers and impossibility thinkers. Impossibility thinkers really aren't even thinkers. They are negative reactionaries facing problems, obstacles, or frustrations. So the interesting thing happened after preaching about possibility thinking. And I couldn't begin to tell you the stories, but the one that stands out is my desk some years ago. One of my members, who was at McDonnell Douglas, a big space corporation, devoted member, called me and said, Shuler, do you have any of those possibility thinker posters that you wrote left? I said, I think so. He said, I need one, because the president is coming in to see me, president of the United States. I said, oh. He said he told me that he's going to put a man on the moon, and I'm going to be a key man in solving the problems that are unsolvable. So he came up, and he got the Possibility Thinker's Creed. It was a poster. It says, when faced with a mountain, I will not quit. I will keep on striving until I climb over, find a pass through, tunnel underneath, or simply stay and turn the mountain into a miracle. Well, he came, and that went behind the desk of Walter Burke, head of McDonnell Douglas. And it was there when the president came in. This attitude helped a little bit to put a man on the moon. And it's a choice, it's a decision. And I leave that with you, with the prayer that you will grab hold of it. It's very biblical. I am a Christian. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ the Son, my personal Savior. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And I can't tell you, of all the days and years that I sat in this chapel, never did I hear it filled with the sound of a student body praising Jesus the way I heard it this morning. Thank you for that. Applaud yourself for embracing the faith. Yes, applaud God. Well, as only about a few months ago, I saw my name on a printed page. It said Robert H. Shuler, 1926. They were right. I was born in 1926. But when I saw it with a different perspective. 1926 looked like a Bible verse, like John 3:16. So I thought, I wonder if there's a Bible verse, 1926. So I started in Matthew, 19th chapter, yeah. Verse 26 blew me away. And Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Here I am, past 80, and I discovered that I was born under a sacred sign of Scripture. With God, all things are possible. Well, and I have spent my life always being impacted by big ideas that were conceived impossible, but could, if they became possible, change the world. So I've been driven by this, and I want to leave with you this concept. The only person who can make a great idea truly, permanently impossible is you. You're the only person that can take a great idea and make it impossible. So stick with it. God has a plan for your life. You're into it. And He will bless you. Even through hopes and hurts, I've lived it. I think somebody said to me the other day, what's been the most hard experience you've ever gone through, Dr. Schuler? I said, oh, that's easy. That's when my daughter Carol, 14, had an accident and they amputated her leg. She's a possibility thinker, and I leave this with you. She was in the hospital 7 months. Then they let her home, and she said, Dad, I see they're signing up for softball again. And she was a softball player, a good one. She said, I want to sign up. I said, Carol, you only got one leg. Come on. And she said, I checked it out. If you were playing softball when the injury happened, they cannot cut you out. They got to find a place for you, even if it's just hauling uniforms. Well, I took her to school. She stood in a long line. She didn't have a good prosthesis then, and she walked like this. Last of the line, and then the next line where she got her uniform, and I see her very vividly right now coming back to the car. So I got out because she'd have to shove her rear end all the way behind the steering wheel to shift her legs in. I said, Carol, how do you expect to play ball when you can't even run? She said, Dad, I got that all figured out. You taught me. Never look at what you have lost. Look at what you have left. So she said, I don't look at the leg I've lost. What do I have left? Two arms. I'm going to make them so strong that I'm going to become the home run hitter. And when you hit home runs, you don't have to run. Hey. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now go on, just to please, please, please go out. And if a big idea comes and it's impossible, the odds are it's from God. Thank you.